My name's Adam McKenzie, and welcome to FitPro Domination, where you'll learn how to unleash massive profit from your fitness business. Discover how to stop feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, or stressed out living paycheck to paycheck by implementing the systems that you'll learn during each episode from myself and our incredible panel of experts. If you haven't got your hands on our free profit playbook yet, make sure you head over to fitprodomination.com now. All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode. Now, over the last probably 3 or 4 weeks, I have been the bearer of bad news, or the reality check slap in the face person. And hopefully you've gained a lot out of that, even if from my perspective, it just opened your mind to a new way of thinking, approaching things, maybe a different realization about how you should be approaching your business, how you should be running certain things inside your programs, within your team, what you're doing for your clients to really stand out and make sure that your business only continues to thrive and grow and succeed. All right, now today I'm going to be sharing with you 10 things to guarantee your success this year. All right, and these 10 things are not your typical 10 things. I guarantee for some of you, you probably never even thought about them this way round. And in the interest of time, into every single one of these things in full detail, all right? Because I want you to be able to write these 10 things down, to make notes that apply to you and where you're at right now. And it might even just spark a thought or an idea and something that you can go ahead and implement from here to generate, you know, a level of success in any aspect of your business you're trying to work on right now. Now, when I look at a business and I look at the key things with inside successful businesses, right, I've given you all the bad statistics over the last few weeks. And if you haven't listened to any of those episodes, go back and listen to them. But what are some of the core ingredients inside every successful fitness business? And my definition of a successful fitness business is one that is highly profitable, it's growing, it's creating leverage, you're developing a team, and you're not strapped to the business. You're able to run the business as a business. So let's dive into it. Number one, all right, something that you have to do. And if you're not doing this on a consistent basis, it's going to be a reflection of either your programs or how you're delivering what it is that you're delivering to each person, all right? And that's delivering results. All right, number one in this entire industry, all right, if you're not able to deliver results for people, all right, why should they come to you and why should they invest? Now, before you get caught up in how many pounds or kilos or percentage of body fat you're helping people lose, that's not necessarily the results I'm talking about here. Yes, those are results, and yes, those are specific things that people are looking for, guaranteed. But sometimes a result for somebody is just turning up on a consistent basis. It's doing something for themselves where they've never done something before. But you need to be able to deliver that. You need to be able to sit down with them from the moment you first meet them in that consultation and show them how you're going to deliver the results that they're telling you that they want, all right, that are specific to them, all right, and relating what they do inside your programs over time back to that specific result that that person wanted, all right? And the best thing about that is when they can start seeing certain results, they're going to want more results. And if they can see that your program is delivering more than they even expected in the beginning, that is a winning formula, right? They're going to be excited always. They're going to be telling more people about what it is that you do because you've massively over-delivered at that point. But you have to start, number one, by delivering what it is that you promise you're going to deliver. All of your messaging, your branding, your guarantee, what you say your program's going to do, what you're telling me you're going to do in a consultation, you have to be able to deliver on all of that. Okay, next thing, number two, track and measure everything, okay? I learned this the hard way, and so do a lot of my clients when they start working with us, all right? Because we need to know where they're at. We need to get the baseline so we can work out exactly what we need to do to move and grow and scale their businesses based on what it is that they want to achieve. And man, I can't tell you how many people don't do this at any level. And you've got to realize by not tracking, it's like never knowing, all right? Like, I guarantee you that you wouldn't want to keep earning money and then never ever be able to track it in the bank, right? So people are paying you, your DD's coming in, but you can't see it in the bank. You have no idea how it's doing. You have no idea how much is even in there. All right. You wouldn't, at a very base level, you wouldn't like that, right? You wouldn't do it. But yet, that's what you're doing in every aspect of your business by not tracking and not measuring the effectiveness of everything that you're trying to do, from marketing to clients' results to retention to lifetime value to average dollar sale to the amount of cancellations we're having each month to the amount of conversions we're getting from every consultation to the amount of clients that every trainer is looking after. All of these things, the amount of sessions people are attending on a weekly basis, what is the average number of sessions most people attend? What's the average price point people are on with us, and which membership program do they tend to take up? Are they on 3, 6, or 12 month programs? All of those things, you need to be able to test and measure all of them, all right? Because without that, how do you ever make a decision on creating change, on doing what you need to do to adjust your business, to increase profit, to bring in more leads, to grow your team, to give the clients more of what they need, okay? To see whether your program is delivering what we said in number one, the results that these people are after. How do you know that if you're not tracking it? Even if your business is small and you're telling me off the top of your head that you know it, I guarantee that you don't at the level of detail that you need to. All right, so you gotta get that in there, guys. So that's number two, track and measure everything. All right, be a tracking and measurement nerd. Even if you suck at Excel like me, get somebody to do it for you. Track it on a piece of paper and then give it to somebody for $5 on Fiverr to put in a document for you. Get one of your members to barter. Maybe they get an extra personal training session a week and they upload that stuff onto Google Drive for you. Whatever it might be, just get your shit sorted. Okay, number three. This one is key, guys. I really want you to take this one on board. Be you and no one else. Decide who you are as a business. All right, decide who you are as a trainer, a leader, a person who is providing a solution in your marketplace. Where do you sit? Why should I come and see you? What is it that you do better than everybody else? You guys will hear me talk about that in particular almost every single episode, because it is probably the most important part of any business, all right, is getting clear on what it is that you do better than everybody else. But just be you. Stop always looking outside at all these different duct tape solutions that you might be able to slap onto your model before you're even clear on what it is that you want to do, who it is that you want to be, all right, as a business and as a person, all right, and then focus on being the best you can be. I know we hear this, it's like a little fucking pep talk, right, and we all hear it and it's cliched and all of that shit, but what I can tell you after running over 15 of my own businesses now, right, and looking after thousands of fitness professionals, all right, your success is directly related to how much you're working on yourself as an individual, all right? The more that you work on yourself, the more that will directly reflect in the success of your business, all right? It's something that you have to get better and better at, okay? So, number three, be you and no one else, right? Decide what it is that you do. Next thing here is critical, all right? And I've been working on this for the last 6 months, okay? I'm gonna be delivering it in Dallas for the very first time. Those of you who can't make it, if you're very nice to me, I might even share it with you outside of that. But I've created a brand new content plan that's not based around the normal bullshit posting that you see all the time. Yes, you need to provide value and information. I get it. Recipes, articles, posts, all of that stuff. But I wanted to create a content plan designed for you guys to be able to develop your message, for you to be able to connect and inspire more people on a daily basis. Because guys, if you don't know it yet, we are heading into and we are already starting to enter what I call a connection economy, all right? It's where people are gonna buy from the people that they feel connected with, the people they know, like, and trust, have relationships with, and people view following you on Facebook as a relationship. Whether you wanna believe that or not, all right? It took me a long time to get my head around that. It is true. I've seen it and I've got the data to prove it, all right? It's crazy, all right? So number four is developing your message. All right, I want you to really focus on getting great at speaking to your ideal clients. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, getting into the top of mind problems that are going on for your clients, talking to them on a symptom level, relating to them where they're at. Not always being this rah-rah trainer telling them how to do this, this, and this. And 90% of you aren't even fucking doing that for yourself anyway. All right, like let's stop being hypocritical, right? Because that's a level of integrity that's gonna ooze out of you whether you believe it or not. All right, be relatable to people. Let them see the failures that you've had. Let them understand where you're coming from when you're talking to them about some of the solutions you want for them, about some of the things you want them to take on, all right? Some of the things you want them to step up and start owning, all right? Why are they gonna do that if they don't feel connected to you and they can't relate to you? You're just this person like their parent telling them what to do. In line with developing your message, you need to start standing for something or defending something. Right, you have to own something, whether it's the way that you talk about training, whether it's the way that you talk about nutrition, whether it's the way that you talk about mindset, habits, formation, your core four, whatever it is, right? Stand for something. And then also defend for something too, right? Defend for the fact that 90% of women don't like who they are. They have a low self-worth and you're pissed off with that. You want to help women who don't put time into themselves because they don't value themselves enough to do that, right? Defend that person, defend their character. And man, when you start talking to people on that level, the level of connection that they have and feel towards you, it's like, holy shit, this person gets me, and not just gets me, but they're defending me. They're defending everything that I'm feeling, right? It's next level, and none of us put the time or energy into getting better at this. All right, and the last point, I've already talked about it, with inside develop your message, is just really focus on being relatable. Share your stories. Guys, people will always connect to stories rather than you should do this, 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 and this if you want to get this, this, and this result. People have heard it, they're over it, they don't give a shit anymore, right? There's no one nowadays that doesn't know how to lose weight and eat properly. They might tell you they don't, but if I put a gun to most of their heads, they could recite shit that they've heard over the last 3 or 5 years, guaranteed, all right? But why aren't they doing that, all right? And that's some of the stuff you gotta stand for and defend, then be relatable to them and share some of the stories that you've had in your life or clients' stories that they can relate to as well. Maybe you're lean and you've been a machine all your life and you're not gonna relate to Mrs. Jones who's overweight and just feels like a fat, I don't want to say it, feels like a fat person, right? You don't relate to that. You're 4% body fat and ripped, all right? But maybe you've got 3 or 4 client stories that would relate to Mrs. Jones. Share those. Start talking from their perspective, what they were feeling, what they went through, how they turned things around, all right? If you don't have the story, borrow somebody else's, all right? Number five, we basically launch FitPro Domination for this reason, all right? Be in profit from day one. Seems like a simple concept, but it's not how 90% of fitness businesses are running, all right? And I'm not gonna go into it. I did that last couple of weeks, all right? But it's not hard. If I know my expenses are $3,000 a month, $4,000, $5,000, whatever it is, right? Maybe what I need to do is I need to get to $3,500, $4,500 before I start adding staff and other expenses on, right? Be in profit from day one because profit is going to lead you to start having more choices and options, all right? So many of us grow so quickly sometimes that we forget about ever being in profit. We don't track our numbers. We don't work on break even. We don't look on, okay, I've signed up 100 members, but they're on an average of $29 a week. Rather than signing up maybe 55, 60 members who are paying me $59 a week. All right, less people, more money, more profit. Makes more sense. I don't need as many staff. Easier business model to run, all of that shit, all right? But focus on being in profit from day one. And if you're not in profit right now, set some projections. What do you need to achieve in the next 4, 8, 12 weeks to get into profit? All right, we do it all the time. We literally do it every week or 2 weeks where we'll start working with the business that enter into our program And our aim initially is to increase their profit straight away. And most people do it within the first 3 to 4 weeks based on tweaks that we give them to their model, based on price increases, marketing campaigns, everything that we need to give them. But our aim for them is to be in profit from day one. All right. We want them to do everything that they need to do from that moment forward, or that initial moment, to get into profit, because we know that's where the game changes. All right. In line with that, number six, pay yourself first. All right. You are not in profit until you are paying yourself a wage. Okay. You taking the money that's left over in the business after you've paid other expenses is not a wage. Okay, it's not, all right? I lived that life for a long time. I know a lot of you have done it, and some of you might still be doing it now. I don't care if your wage starts at $300 a month. You pay yourself the $300 on the books, all right? Or at least in your statistics. If you want to hide it from the tax man, I don't care how you structure it, right? But the most important factor being, pay yourself first. Put that $300 away towards you, your family, your future, whatever you need. Because if your business is not giving you back the value you need to live the life that you need to lead, it's not a fucking business. It's just a job with a shitload of responsibility and expenses. All right? You're never going to be able to guarantee your success unless you start paying yourself first and giving yourself a set wage that, based on your projections, you can consistently keep increasing. You can keep working towards that next income level for your own wage. Number seven, all right, develop and grow a strong team, okay? This is critical, all right? And I fucked this up so many times in so many different ways, but I'm glad I did, because I've developed so many systems and strategies that I give to all of my clients now to help them develop the sort of teams that I had, all right? The sort of teams that are highly productive, they are highly efficient, and they love being a part of the same team. You have a great internal culture where everybody is invested in the success of your business. It seems like a fire out concept for a lot of people, but when you understand the key pillars behind developing a strong team, being the type of leader that will encourage a strong team to start developing is critical for you to be able to grow and scale and leverage your time to be able to start, you know, really escalating the level of success that you're going to be able to have in your business, right? It has to be a part of everything you're doing. And if you're trying to fly solo and do everything yourself, and you're wearing every hat and you're doing admin work, you're doing all of the rest of this stuff, that's, again, it's just an expensive job with lots of hats. It's not a business, right? You can't call it a business until you have a team, right? Until you can start leveraging some of your time, or until you can start growing your business without being the one who's doing all the work, all right? That's when you can start calling it a business. Number eight, all right? My lucky number, all right? One of the biggest things that I help fitness professionals with, all right? Because it's paramount in you being able to sustain your growth long term, all right? Master your systems. Get very clear on the systems you need. I've got free videos on our blog on the top 10 systems that every fitness business needs, all right? I break things down. So if you're not sure what systems, check it out. Otherwise, I've got the FitPro Thrive Guide, breaking down the top 10 systems every fitness business needs to thrive, all right? I've developed those things in that way so that you guys can see there's clear systems that we need to implement in our business based around generating the type of outcome that we want in each of those different areas within our business, all right? Mastering your systems is key to be able to grow, all right? And I actually call it mastery, right? You grow, you get a few growing pains, your team develops, you've got more clients, you have more people to keep accountable and follow up. You need systems to support that growth so that you can still maintain the same level of consistency, experience, care, accountability for everybody, regardless of how big you get or how many team members you have. All right. If you can't wrap your head around that concept, you really do need to start thinking about things in that perspective. Because, guys, I've seen so many businesses, and you have too. CrossFit is a perfect example. They do so many things right. They grew so quickly. All right. But 7 out of 10 CrossFits are gone within 14 months. All right. And that's a business that has like a natural born culture, right? Something that people want to belong to. But a lot of these guys set it up and they don't understand how to sustain the growth. They don't have the systems to master each level of growth to make sure that they can do everything that they need to do, regardless of how big they get, right? You've got to do it. Regardless of how small your business is right now or how big it is, systems are going to be the key to continue to grow, all right, and sustain that growth. Number nine, all right, seems like a simple concept, but again, how are you doing this, all right? And I want you to almost own this every single day, all right? Tell people about your business every day. You wake up, who did I tell about my business today, all right? It can be with your marketing, all right? You've got consistent marketing out there, maybe just even awareness stuff. You're doing a few boosted posts at the very least, providing value, content, growing relationships. You're doing Facebook Lives. You're talking to people in a free group or your group. You're networking. You're going to business events. You are connecting with local business owners. You're talking to your clients. You're asking for referrals. You're doing everything that you can on a daily basis to tell people about your business. If you want to guarantee your success, you have to be everywhere. And I don't mean you need to go out and be in every different marketing medium that you can be. You just need to be prevalent, all right? You need to start having the type of relationships and connections offline that you're also going to be able to generate online. Okay, it's key. If people start hearing about you offline and then you're targeting them online, all right, it's another pillar. You know, people sometimes need to see your shit 7 times before they take action on it. So again, if they can see you in multiple places, you're retargeting me based on the fact that I watched a video or a blog post. Now I'm seeing you again. Hey, now that you like that, I'd love to give you our free recipe book. And follow me up online. And then offline, I go into the doctor's studio and there's a gift card there. There's a newsletter there. There's a bit of information there. There's a gift card giving me $100 worth of value to come and train with you is every time I spend $50 at the shop. Whatever it might be, guys, you've got to be telling people about your business every single day. And it couldn't be any easier now with the power of the internet and social media, all right? We didn't have that same luxury at all right? Because you guys do, you literally, all you have to do to tell people about your business is pick up your phone. That's it. It's mind-blowing, all right? Why aren't we doing it as an intention every single day? Last one here, guys, all right, number 10. And this is a big one, again, but it's something that we tend to skip over because I think sometimes we're caught up in the shit. We're caught up in the doing and the being busy that we don't focus on this stuff because in some ways it is bigger picture stuff, but it's vital, vital to making sure and guaranteeing that your business succeeds, all right? Invest in your relationships, your connections, and your culture, okay? People can come to you. You can be the best trainer in the world, running the best program, having the best equipment, all right? Having the fanciest fit out, the best looking t-shirts, all of that shit, right? Like, you can own that. But if I don't have a relationship with you, if I don't feel connected to you, if you don't have the sort of culture that I want to belong to, that I want to be a part of, that I look forward to coming to every single day and week, the fancy shit isn't going to mean a thing, all right? I am not going to stay long term. I am not going to be as loyal. I am not going to refer as many people to you, all right? And I'm probably not going to upgrade and want to take on more things with you, all right? Because it's just a flashy shit. It's the same reason why big box gyms don't ever do well when it comes to personal training. They can sell the shit out of personal training, but majority of their clients don't stay. Majority of their clients don't get results. Majority of their clients don't feel like they're ever a part of anything. They don't have a connection except directly with the trainer. When the trainer leaves, guess where all the clients go? All right. So there's no culture as a business that people want to be a part of, right? Regardless of the trainer, which then takes you back to point number 8, mastering your systems. All right. When you can master your systems and you have set systems in place, all right, systems that we share with all of our clients to specifically help building relationships, creating stronger connections, and creating a fun and enjoyable and engaging culture that people want to belong to. You tie the two of those things together, you are going to always guarantee your success. It's the reason why boot camps grew so quickly in the beginning, right? People wanted to be a part of this big movement. They did it. And then suddenly everybody did it. FitBody Bootcamp came in and raped it for everybody, right? Completely diluted the end product, right? I know they're getting better, don't get me wrong. But a lot of different people came in the market and they just wanted more people. And they forgot about all of these little things. All right. And all I'm recommending to you is don't do that. Take a different approach. Think about investing in those things just as much as you're investing in your marketing, just as much as you're investing in maybe your mentoring program or anything else that you're doing. All right. The time that you're putting into your business. All right. If you're busting your butt day and night, split shift, all of these things, and you haven't put any time and energy and effort into creating stronger relationships, connections, and culture, all right, you're going to see people slowly filling out the back door, which is heartbreaking because you're hustling. You're doing everything that you can to try and get them in the front door. But yet, how do you do everything you need to do at the back end to make sure they're staying if you don't have systems to help you do that, right? Systems are going to create the space, the leverage, all right, and increase your ability to be able to do more on a consistent, organized, strategic basis. All right, I know sometimes for some of you, it's hard to wrap your head around that. But what I want you to realize, guys, is that all of these things, if you put the right amount of energy into them, if you look at each one and you think, okay, how does that relate to my business? How does that relate to my program? All right, and look at things in a way where I really want to create, all right, a system around this, then you're going to start setting yourself up for greater success longer term, even if some of these things take a while, because you're committed to the outcome. The outcome being each one of these 10 points, all right, which trust me, if you can set yourself up with the intention to get good at all of these 10 things, all right, you're going to always succeed. And you're going to be able to stay in this industry long-term and grow something really special, which at the end of the day, for those of you who are really passionate about being in this industry, what other choice is there? All right. Why would you want to approach it any other way? All right. I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't let you know about how you can gain access to our two-day workshop in Dallas, Texas, all right, where we're not only going to be covering these 10 points and more, we're going to be giving you the exact systems, strategies, tools, resources, everything that you need for your specific business. No cookie cutter shit where you just take my thing and then you just try and plug it into your business and hope it works. We're going to make it specific for your business and specific for what it is that you want, all right? We're going to give you the templates, the systems, the resources, the tools, everything that you need to make sure that from this moment forward or from the moment that you leave the two-day workshop, guys, you're going to be clear on everything that you're going to be able to achieve. You're going to know exactly how you're going to do it, and you're going to have all the steps that you need to take to guarantee that you end up there. All right, something that we do, like I said, every single week with all of our clients, right? And over those 2 days, we're going to be diving into this and helping you create everything that you need. All right, it's not some fluffy event where you're going to come and learn theories, guys. We're going to be working for 2 days. I'm even bringing my coaches with to help you guys to sit down during our breakout sessions and really dive into this. All right, because I know what it takes. I know in your heart, you're ready to do what it takes. You just need some of the frameworks, you need some of the systems, you need to know where to start with some of the stuff, all right? So that you don't get overwhelmed, so that you don't overthink and procrastinate and have all these ideas that just stay in your head, all right? We really wanna help you start creating the business and the level of success and the level of profit that you really need, all right? And that's what we're 100% dedicated to doing. So if you want to find out about that, all right, we're almost half full already. We've only got 40 spots. All right, I think early bird's still available for another week. I'll put the link in the show notes or in the post wherever you're listening to this. If you have any questions, as always, email me at adam@adammckenzie.net. If there's anything I can do to answer your questions to help you get there, because I know what these 2 days are going to do for you, then please let me know. All right, I hope you got a lot of value out of today's episode. Take on those 10 things, and I'm excited to connect with some of you in Dallas in under 4 weeks' time. Thank you for tuning into this week's show. To guarantee your business is generating more profit, head over to fitprodomination.com now and grab a copy of our free profit playbook. Now, if you're ready to unlock the true potential of your fitness business, then go and register for one of our profit discovery calls valued at $500 by simply going to fitprodomination.com/profit call. make sure you tune in each week and subscribe to the show as we commit to making sure every fitness professional has the keys to long-term success, massive profit, and freedom.